नमस्कार, SBS हिंदी से मैं हूँ प्रीति जब्बल। चाउमीन, चॉपसी, मंचूरियन, अगर आप ऑस्ट्रेलिया में चाइनीज रेस्टोरेंट जाएंगे तो संभव है कि आपको मेन्यू में ये नाम ना मिले, लेकिन भारत में तकरीबन सभी चाइनीज रेस्टोरेंट में ये आमतौर पर पाए जाते हैं। वहाँ भारतीय और चीनी दोनों खाद्य पदार्थों और स्वादों से बने व्यंजन का मेल सिर्फ बड़े और छोटे रेस्टोरेंट द्वारा ही नहीं परोसा जाता है, बल्कि ठेलों पर, हाईवे फूड स्टॉलों पर, मोबाइल चाउमीन वैन द्वारा भी परोसा जाता है। धीरे धीरे ही सही, लेकिन अब ऑस्ट्रेलिया में भी यह भारतीय चीनी भोजन अपनी पहचान बनाने लगा है। मसालेदार ग्रेवी, सॉसी नूडल्स और प्रसिद्ध चिकन या सब्जी मंचूरियन का स्वाद आप अब यहाँ के कुछ रेस्टोरेंट और फूड ट्रक्स में पा सकते हैं। इंडो चाइनीज कुजीन की सबसे लोकप्रिय मूल कहानी कोलकाता के शुरुआती चीनी प्रवासियों से जुड़ी है, जो बेहतर संभावनाओं और बेहतर जीवन की तलाश में भारत में आकर बस गए थे। अब यह शानदार संयोजन भारतीय पाक परिवेश में मजबूती से स्थापित है और दुनिया के दूसरे शहरों में भी अपनी जगह बनाने में जुटे हैं। आज हमने SBS हिंदी पर आमंत्रित किया है द ग्रेट ईस्टर्न हाका के शेफ और मालिक स्टीव ल्यू को, जो हमें इसके बारे में अधिक जानकारी देंगे। स्टीव, SBS हिंदी पर आपका हार्दिक स्वागत है। कैसे हैं आप?
ठीक हूँ मैं, आप? वेरी गुड, थैंक यू।
स्टीव, क्या आप हमें अपने बारे में कुछ जानकारी दे सकते हैं? आप ऑस्ट्रेलिया में कब और कहां से आए, और कैन यू प्लीज गिव अस सम मोर इन्फॉर्मेशन अबाउट योरसेल्फ एंड व्हाट इज योर एक्सपीरियंस इन इंडियन चाइनीज कुजीन?
आई केम टू ऑस्ट्रेलिया 2006 फ्रॉम स्वीडन, and we have been cooking this kind of food. My parents in India and my grandmother have been cooking this kind of food. So kind of adapted, fall in love with it. We have been eating this kind of food for since I was a kid. We went to Sweden, but this kind of food doesn't work in Sweden. So we have to cook something different in Sweden for suitable for Swedish people. Then we moved to Australia 2006. And we found out there's a lot of Indian people here, and we do the research, and there's not much this kind of food, hardly any. So we thought, look, if we know the skill, why don't we show? And yeah, then we open a restaurant called Great Eastern Hakka, do some Indian Chinese style and suitable for Western people as well. So from there on, boom, we went out and word spread, build it slowly and become quite famous.
That's wonderful, Steve. Your family, before you went to Sweden, was from India, I believe, from Kolkata, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, can you please tell us more about Indian Chinese cuisine and its origins in Kolkata? Kya aap hame Bhartiya Chini Vyanjan aur Kolkata se iski shuruaat ke bare mein aur kuch bata sakte hain?
Yeah, I'll try my best to remember what I remember. Yeah. No, but when my mom, she got it from my grandma. I born in India and my mom born in India. And my grandma is from China. But when they came to India and start cooking for Chinese people, all the railway, where they build a railway track. But the business wasn't that big up. So they think they need to find some different kind of dishes suitable for Indian people, which is garlic and chili and ginger, coriander, like all the Indian people loves, every dishes. Isliye, that how the came, like passed down to my mom, and my mom passed on to us, and we have been growing up. Like we do look like Chinese, but we are Indian. We grew up with dal bhat, and we grew up with Indo Chinese food. So a lot of spice and In India, you can find heaps of different kind of spices to cook, just to make people love the food. This all depends where do you live, but we grew up in India, and that's what we adapted to cook the Indian style Chinese food.
How have you adapted or changed your cuisine for the Australian customers here now, Steve?
The funniest thing is, Australia. You live in Australia, is the most beautiful place, and they are not afraid to go out and try different kind of cuisine and different kind of flavor and different kind of spice. But in Australia, it doesn't matter what culture you are. You're from Western country, if you're from Asian, you're from India or Sri Lanka, everyone loves that. They're happy to try. That's why we call it like food town in Australia is in Melbourne.
Steve, tell us a little bit more about this Indo-Chinese cuisine. I'm very curious, what are some of the major ingredients or techniques used?
Major ingredients is ginger, garlic, and chili. Then heaps of the, we use a lot of coriander as well. Indian people always love onion. They should be onion, ginger, and garlic, like the way they cook curry. So instead of like, we put the same ingredients, instead of putting the curry powder, mixing up the curry leaves, we use the finishing with the Chinese-style soy sauce or other Chinese wine. Then that's what we combine and cook it out to give some new flavor.
But you still use the wok and the stir-fry method.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one you can't change. You still have to use the wok. You have to get the smoky flavor of the noodle. If you don't use the smoky flavor in the noodle, like, no, it won't be good. Like cooking at home, like making biryani, you have to have a special biryani pot. You can't just cook the biryani in the rice cooker.
True.
Yeah.
So, Steve, which Indo-Chinese dish is most popular according to you?
Manchurian. Manchurian is the most popular dishes. When I look at it, I think, oh, this is very simple, only the name, but it suits for Indian people perfectly. Yeah, you have some ginger, coriander again with the chili, touched with the lemon, lime juice or vinegar or whatever. You can use whatever you like. But it turned out very good. It's one of my favorite dishes. I can eat that every day.
And what about health food? Is it possible to actually make healthy options with Indo-Chinese as well?
Yes. What we are cooking is, over here, Indo-Chinese, we are cooking healthy one. Like I got a lot of customers coming from, hi, Steve, we want like Indian-style Chinese food. Then I explained to them, you don't get Indian-style. You get Steve-style Indian Chinese food. Because Indian Chinese food, what they do is, back then, people don't think about the healthy. They cook, use a lot of oil to cook, and so the wok won't stick. And I explained to them, over here, we use as less oil as possible. So it's healthy for everyone. I want my customer to repeat to come back. If it's a lot of oil and stick in your mouth, then it won't be good. Even I don't like it. So that's why we try to do a healthy one. Everything cut fresh. Carrot, cabbage, onion, everything we cut fresh. We don't use a frozen one. And make sure the noodle is like perfectly soaked, not boiled, and add some other stuff in it. Normally, all the restaurants in India, they add when they make noodle.
Yeah,
I don't know
also,
what they add. Yeah.
They so also not, add monosodium glutamate, MSG ka upyog bahut hota
hai
Bharat mein.
A lot of people use that a lot. As a chef, I think that it's wrong. You just have to put a little bit, and that's it. Just give a little bit of flavor. You don't, like, sometimes people overuse that. As a owner and the boss and in the kitchen, so I always have control of my people doing in the kitchen. Make sure this is have to be perfect. You can't go over too much. Especially the MSG, people put a lot. Yes, we put, but we don't put a lot. I want everything healthy.
Right. What about competition? You were among the first ones to dedicate a restaurant. Literally, your entire menu is Indo-Chinese. What is the market like now, a few years? How long have you been in operation, Steve?
16 saal ho gaye.
16 saal? So, ab bataein ki ab kaisa hai?
Market to theek hai, chal raha hai. Look, Melbourne is too big. If you even open 10 more, it will still work. But the thing is, what type of flavor would you like? Everybody can cook different flavor. I cook this kind of Indian Chinese food, but then other restaurants cook their style of Indian Chinese food, which I respect that. But it's all up to the customer to choose what they love. The cooking have to come from love. It's not just like cooking. For a lot of restaurants I tried before I opened, it's just when I look at the dishes, there's no love. You just look at it, you just eat and pay, and that's it, done. But for me, it's like, PR se karna padega. If you have that four letters, L-O-V-E, in the cooking, it will work out, come out very well.
So what about your clientele at Great Eastern Hakka? Do you have mainly Indian people eating there or?
Yeah, I do have quite a bit of mix, but mostly are Indian, mostly Indian.
Hmm.
Yeah, which is good. Look, it come to, sometimes people ask me, what is a Chinese restaurant or Indian restaurant? Is I can see packed with Indian customer in your restaurant and it's a Chinese restaurant. I say, yeah. I am born in India. I explain to them this is the flavor, what they like, and Indian people love this kind of food. And yeah, so they were very surprised. They were very surprised.
Thank you, Steve, yeah. for your time. I wish you good luck. I hope you go from strength to strength and spread the word around and the Chinese Indo-Chinese cuisine that is quite popular in India and Australia. And
thank you
very much.
Thank you very much, Preeti. Shukriya.